This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour number three of our radio program. Botcher and Sampton, we're going to put you on the spot here. Nothing crazy. Botcher, you look nervous. I said we're going to put you on the spot. Botcher rolled his eyes.
No. I was counting the clock.
No, you rolled your eyes. You look like you were in disgust. You're like, all right, this bloviating jackass is now going to ask me a question, and you don't know what I'm going to ask you about. You feel uncomfortable. It's nothing crazy here. You're a smart guy. You're good with numbers, right?
Failed every math test ever.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you're like a whiz kid. You're like the Jimmy Neutron here of the Infinity Sports Network. Do you know what Jimmy Neutron is?
I know what Jimmy Neutron is.
Fun fact. One of my cousins, I think he's my second cousin, he wrote a few shows for Jimmy Neutron. He writes a lot of movies and TV shows. He wrote a few episodes. I've said this before to Samter, Boy Meets World. So we've had these conversations before. The Gelb family, the Gelb, it's also Kendall, is that part of the family. We have a lot of interesting cats. My dad once used to juggle as an opening act and spit fire for Bob Saget. My uncle once juggled as the opening act for the Rolling Stones, and he's like a well-known author and public speaker. He wrote a lot of books on Leonardo da Vinci, if you've ever heard of him.
The Ninja Turtle?
Yes. And then David Kendall is a big film and also TV show writer. And then you got me, who's just the talk show host in the family. Well, by the way, about time, Temple University. We appreciate it.
I was about to say.
I was a compiler last year of eligibility right before I turned 30. They sent me an email. By the way, you made the 30 under 30 list this year. And I've been waiting to be able to announce that. And then they put out a nice little release today. So that was nice to see.
Definitely. Well, congratulations, Zachary.
I was told it was long overdue. That's what other people said, not me. No, but I love my alma mater, and it's very cool to get honored and humbling, and congratulations to everybody else. But anyway, back to what I was about to say. I don't want to get sidetracked here. If I say there's 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, what a transition, by the way. 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Botcher, if you're an elite NFL quarterback and you're like the last elite NFL quarterback in the NFL, what number do you think is an elite quarterback if there's 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL?
Four.
Oh, you do go four. That's a peculiar number. Samter, elite quarterback. What would you say? Without like giving it much thought, just, you know, number. How many?
Typically, I would say two or three, but lately, I would probably say six, seven.
Wow.
There's a lot of really good quarterbacks. There's a couple guys who have fallen back. But
now, hold on.
There's like six or seven I can say are elite.
So you say a top seven quarterback could be an elite quarterback in the NFL. Just say yes for
a
second.
Yeah,
are you the source that was talking to Jacina Anderson? Because she said a team that's picking in the top seven was talking a lot of smack on Shedeur Sanders.
Well, you know who my favorite team has been, always will be, and never will waver from is,
the Chiefs.
Of course. No, the Jets. I've never wavered off the Jets.
Chiefs are picking 31.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Why would I care about the Chiefs at 31?
It's your birthday, so I'll be nice to you today. So you're saying as high as 7, right? If you just were spitballing, Botcher goes 4. Usually for me, and this is just a rule of thumb, if you ask me for Super Bowl contenders, I usually say you got to be top 3 in the AFC, top 3 in the NFC, right? Like, you got to be one of the 3 best teams in the AFC or the NFC for me to consider you a Super Bowl contender. If I was just asked this question without giving it much thought or going through all the quarterbacks, I would say 3. If you're a top 3 quarterback in the NFL, you're elite. And I'm usually more strict with that stuff. Like, I'm crazy. I am so strict in using the word great. I think it's one of our biggest problems in society now. We are just so quick to call everyone great. Everyone's the GOAT. Like, all this nonsense. And I think there's a big difference in being average, being above average, being good, being very good, and being great. So when I get to elite, I would say 3. If I had to stretch it out to the absolute farthest reach, I would say 5. If you're not a top 5 quarterback, I don't think you're an elite quarterback in the NFL. Why'd you go 4? Just wondering, Botcher.
Because I was just thinking of quarterbacks that were considered kind of elite. Mm-hmm. Mahomes is probably number 1, and then you could probably go the
probably
next 3.
Probably he is 1.
Well, yeah, he's number 1, and they have number 3 after that. So okay. Josh Allen, Lamar, and then
Joe Burrow?
Buyer's choice, you could say in the last one.
Who would be your 4th then? Would you go Burrow or would you go Hurts? Because that's a conversation right now.
I'd go Burrow right now.
No. Yeah.
Just because he's proven it every year that he can succeed?
No. Yes and
like,
no.
Succeed statistically.
He's had some injuries. Yes, when he's healthy.
Yes.
If I'm ranking the quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and I've said this before, Mahomes 1, still. Josh Allen 2. Lamar Jackson 3. Joe Burrow 4. Jalen Hurts 5. Jalen Hurts may be the one example where you could say he's not an elite quarterback. And I could then say to you, I don't really give a bleep. Because is he the greatest statistical regular season quarterback? No. But he's now been to 2 Super Bowls. 2. And there's a guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes who, unless if you're a troll, everyone considers him the best quarterback in the NFL. And he's outplayed Mahomes not only once, but twice in the big game. So the Hurts elite conversation, if he's not elite at this stage, then how do you define him? Just the man? Like, I'm arguing here, and that's why I said it. If you're telling me Hurts is not elite, it doesn't send off an alarm in my head like that's the craziest thing that I've ever heard. Just with that word elite. But if you ask me, Zach, do you think he's great? Do you think he's a top 5 quarterback in the NFL? Is he someone you would want on your team? I'm like, yes, yes, and yes. So that's the one example. Like, if you tell me Patrick Mahomes is an elite, I tell you, you're an idiot. If you tell me Josh Allen is an elite, I tell you, you must be one of those morons that voted the most overrated quarterback in the league this past year. The guy won an MVP. Shut up. If you could say Lamar Jackson can't win a big playoff game, but he's still an elite quarterback. Joe Burrow, elite quarterback, just led the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns. An alarm goes off in my head. If you say that guy's not elite, one of those 4. For Jalen Hurts, it's almost, I'm not saying that he's not elite, but an alarm doesn't go off in my head. I just say, who gives an F? Because all this guy does since getting in the NFL is win, 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 win. That's all he does. So, I think when I look at the quarterbacks right now, if, like, Nick Wright does that QB mountain, I think he calls it Mahomes Mountain, and he's not wrong for putting Mahomes at the top of the mountain, but for some guy that said a lot of crazy things about Tom Brady, to see now how much Nick Wright fanboys, and I get it, he's a Chiefs guy, over Patrick Mahomes, it's like, dude, I've seen you, your Brady takes. Like, you're basically doing what I did for years with Brady, now with Mahomes. But you said a lot of controversial things about my guy, Tommy. My Tommy. But if I'm doing a QB mountain, I think Mahomes is one at the top. And then if you tell me, oh, well, Jalen Hurts isn't on the same level as Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow, well, that dude Hurts, he found a way to outplay Mahomes twice in a Super Bowl. So I would think if you're doing a mountain, the first shelf, the top of the mountain, would be Mahomes right now. Then on the next level, it has to be 2, 3, 4, 5. And whatever order you want, Josh Allen has to be there. Lamar Jackson has to be there. Joe Burrow has to be there. And Jalen Hurts has to be there. And I know Botcher, because you're smart, he's like, well, that doesn't really make sense when you're stacking up the mountain. I get that.
No, it does. You could do 1, 5, 10.
15. Well, really what I'm doing here is 1 at the top, 2 through 5 in the second spot, and then I would say 6 and 7 in the third spot. And 6 and 7 for me right now would be Jaden Daniels and also Matthew Stafford. And then you could figure out the rest of how you want it. I think, and you know what? Maybe I put a third spot there. I could put C.J. Stroud on that same level as Daniels and also Stafford right now.
And not Herbert.
No. I like Herbert.
Or Goff.
I like Herbert. I like Goff. Herbert, to me, I need to see more out of him with Harbaugh, which I think it's going to work. Herbert also, I think there's a lot of people that like to ding him, but I think a lot of people would still rather have him as their quarterback than what they have now, but that hasn't worked as we thought it would. I give him kind of a pass of Brandon Staley, but this playoff game, he was horrible. He was absolutely horrible. And Goff, he's done a lot of good things in Detroit, but choked that NFC Championship game away. And then also this past year, I know that the Commanders were a wonderful story, but he lost to the Commanders in his own building where he did not play well. So I think those, to me, those are the 7 best quarterbacks in football right now, in my opinion. It's Mahomes, it's Allen, it's Lamar, it's Burrow, it's Hurts. Those are the 5 best. And then you have, in a number 6, I probably have to go Jaden Daniels, 7 Stafford, and then I would put C.J. Stroud in at 8. Then spots 9 and 10 are up for debate. Then you could say, okay, what about Dak? What about Tua? What about Herbert? What about Goff? What about Rodgers?
A little Baker action.
Baker, definitely. I loved what I saw out of Baker Mayfield the past 2 years. But anyway, the reason why we're bringing this up, Darius Big Play Slay, now formerly of the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's still open to a return to Philadelphia, even though they just cut him. He's been talking a lot. And I know, right, he has a podcast and he goes on a bunch of shows too. But Darius Big Play Slay, I've seen 2 things from him this week. One was he asked, if you're not back, who could take your leadership role? And he said Reed Blankenship, which I think is a fine answer. And I don't know if this was intentional or not, or if he was dissing C.J. Gardner-Johnson, if there's beef there. But clearly C.J. Gardner-Johnson took it some type of way. So C.J. Gardner-Johnson was annoyed that he wasn't viewed as a leader by Darius Slay. Now, I haven't heard this yet, but I've seen the headline all throughout the day. And when you see a headline all throughout the day, and it's not a pressing topic, but it's something we'll eventually talk about, I just like to hear it naturally on the air. So let me see if the headline matches the quote. This is Pick a Side Podcast. Darius Slay doesn't consider Jalen Hurts an elite NFL quarterback.
How do the elite go to the top 4 guys? You know what I'm saying? That's how I do elites. And like elite for me in the quarterback world is Joe Burrow, Mahomes, Lamar.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen. Them are the elites. They got their own, you know what I'm saying? They their own tier.
What is it with players when they do these lists? And I know that they're putting thought into it, but they always throw out a number. Like, we talked to Micah Parsons 2 straight years, and he's made this dumb case. I love Micah, but it's a dumb case. He tries to tell you that TJ Watt isn't a top five pure pass rusher in the NFL. And he's talked about this. He doesn't like, he goes, I'm going by your definition, pure pass rusher. And I'm like, well, the guy has led the league in sacks 3 out of 4 years. You know, that has to go for something. But every time he gives you like 3-4 names and you get to that fifth, and it's like, and you can't give a name. So there's Darius Slay, peculiar, like Botcher. 4 quarterbacks in the NFL are elite. Okay. And then he tries to give you the 4 quarterbacks and he like forgets, you know, who his list is. So I'm not irate if you say that Jalen Hurts isn't an elite quarterback. Like, I'm not irate. But there's a lot of teams that would take Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts, to me, I think you could rank Jalen Hurts probably as high as the... I want to say, you know, he could probably rank him as high as the 4th best quarterback in football. But I think the lowest you could rank him is 5. I think the Burrow-Hurts conversation is a fun one up for debate. But I don't think you could put Hurts in front of Allen. I don't think you could put Hurts in front of Patrick Mahomes. I don't think you could put Hurts in front of Lamar Jackson. I don't. Now, people will say, but Zach, he has a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP. When you get to these tiebreakers, Mahomes has both, right? Has the regular season awards, and he's got the postseason awards. Josh Allen, I just think how do you not call him a top 3 quarterback of the NFL right now? And when they lose in the postseason, it's not because he stinks. And Lamar Jackson has won 2 MVPs. Now he doesn't have the playoff success. But Lamar has played at a higher level for a longer period of time than Jalen Hurts has. So I think Burrow, just because of his ability not to stay always on the field, I think that's why you could have that debate. But if you're asking me for the next 5 years, would I rather have Burrow or would I rather have Hurts, I'd rather have Joe Burrow.
So here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
We all put Mahomes 1 because of his resume and what he's done over his career.
Well, also, if you're picking every player in the NFL in the draft tomorrow, Mahomes would easily go 1.
But we all know the last 2 years he has struggled. Not struggled. He has seen a significant dip in his statistics, in his stats. And this is for a team that hasn't necessarily been running the ball a significant more amount of time. He went from 41 touchdowns to 27, then 26, 4 straight years over 10 interceptions.
Yeah.
Last year, he didn't even break 4,000 yards passing. Right now, forget about resume. Mm-hmm. Right now, for the year of 2025, who is the best quarterback in football?
Mahomes.
Interesting.
So I think context matters. I also think Bill Belichick said something that I love. Stats are for losers. And even though, right, all those things that we said early on in Mahomes' career, now I think he's playing more like Brady. Where Brady, towards the end of his career, had some awesome stats. Like even the middle in 2007. But Mahomes has talked about just being more of a game manager now and doing whatever it takes to win. That offensive line also the last 2 years in Kansas City has been a mess. He doesn't have a number one weapon to really throw the football to. I know people say Travis Kelce. I'm talking wide receiver. And the run game has been fine, but Isaiah Pacheco went out of the lineup. Kareem Hunt comes back to Kansas City. So I think that they've just said, we could rely on Mahomes not having to chuck it as much and not have to go throw for 40 passing touchdowns a season because we just, got to get in the dance. And we're just asking to manage the game on with how great our defense is. That's what I think it is. If you put, let's say, Mahomes with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, I think his numbers would be just as good, if not better, than Joe Burrow. If you put Mahomes with A.J. Brown and also Devontae Smith, I think his numbers would be just as good, if not better, than Jalen Hurts. And I know, right, for Jalen, they run the ball so much, so I think the passing numbers would absolutely be better. Even if you put Mahomes in Baltimore with Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews, Derrick Henry, and Zay Flowers, I think his passing numbers would be through the roof. Now, if I put Lamar in Kansas City, if I put Josh Allen in Kansas City, if I put Joe Burrow in Kansas City, or Jalen Hurts in Kansas City. I'm not saying they wouldn't be good, but let me ask you a question. Out of those four, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Jalen Hurts, if they had that Chiefs offense, which is not terrible, who's most likely to win the MVP in your opinion out of those four?
Probably Lamar, considering that he did it for so long with no receivers and an always injured run game.
And you'd also have to change your offense to show Lamar run.
And listen, Josh Allen obviously had James Cook this year, and Shakir was pretty decent.
I would actually go Josh Allen. I would.
I could see it.
But if it's not Josh Allen, then I think it would be Lamar.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And that's not me saying that, Joe Burrow would be terrible without Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. I think the world of Joe Burrow. And I think very highly of Jalen Hurts. But you could take Mahomes and put them on those other guys' teams, and I think you would see the statistical Mahomes that you saw earlier in his career. All the other guys, I think they'd be very good. But look at where they are right now. Outside of Hurts, none of the rest of them have Super Bowls. I don't think their numbers would be as great as where they are now if you put them in Kansas City. That's just me. Alrighty, we will take a break. We'll come on back with the news brief. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Alrighty, let's get to Jerry Jones. Your son said they would be selectively aggressive in free agency. Last year you said you would be all in. So what's the messaging this year from good old Uncle Jerry?
I don't think aggressive is the right word. I think when we see a part that a player that can take us in a direction that can improve where we're going to be pretty significantly from where we're going to be if that opportunity wasn't there, for that, whether it be the talent of that individual player or whether it be addressing any perceived places we need help. I wouldn't call us really void in any area, if you include what we're going to do in the draft. I wouldn't see that. So as your question is addressing free agency, I'm not looking at free agency as a place to fill voids.
Couldn't he have just said the last part first? And that's it? With all the uhs and the e's. Couldn't he have just said, yeah, we're not going to be that active in free agency. We're going to use the draft. So here's what I would say to Jerry Jones. Mr. Jones, what you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. Look, I tied that together into the Sandler conversation from yesterday that into today. All righty, let's go to John Spytek on the Max Crosby extension. If you don't know who John Spytek is, that's the new general manager of the Las Vegas Raiders.
We want to grow this to a place that people want to be. And when people like Max, I mean, it's no secret, it hasn't been sunshine and roses around here forever, but when he makes a commitment to the Raiders like this, and, you know, he stands for everything Coach and I and this new staff and everybody talks about, he signs up for it. I think that speaks volumes, and I hope it's noticed in our locker room. I hope it's noticed around the league.
My question to just Max Crosby, and I said this yesterday, do you think you're actually going to win there? Like, seriously. Do you really want to win? Because if you do, you got to go elsewhere. And he deserves better, quite frankly. Here is Max Crosby on his big extension with the Raiders.
It doesn't change my approach. You know what I mean? I'm still going to be here same time every single day and put the work in. That's just a byproduct of, you know, the sacrifice that we do on a daily basis. So when I'm retired, whenever that day is, you know, maybe go on a couple more vacations. But for the time being, I'm focused on being the best on the planet at what I do.
How awesome would that have been, Samter, if you would have just heard in there, yeah, it also means I'll be going to Piero's more in Las Vegas with Sully, Zach, and Samter. That would have been pretty bleeping cool. Nah, I just would have liked to have heard that, you know. If you want to pick up the check for us at Piero's in Las Vegas, that would be good with me. Here is Pete Carroll on the Max Crosby extension.
We're always in pursuit of finding great competitors that will help us build a great team. And there's no way we could find anybody that is more focused and directed and committed to giving everything he's got to every opportunity he's going to get. And so for us to make this statement today is like it fits perfectly.
Yeah, so that's all great that you keep one of your own and you make sure that he's happy in Max Crosby. But what else do you got? Oh, you got Brock Bowers. You got Christian Wilkins. What else? Who's throwing the football? What are you going to do there? And that's the biggest thing I need to know with the Raiders. Is it drafting Shador? Is it signing Sam Darnold? Is it signing Russell Wilson? Because regardless of what the Raiders do in this offseason, and it officially starts next week, I like the start. I like Pete Carroll. I like Spytek. I like making sure that Max Crosby's not going to request a trade. Fine. But it's all incomplete. I can't grade the Raiders yet until I see what they do at the quarterback position. They could have a wonderful offseason, right? They could go make a few more moves, be aggressive, and we could be praising the Raiders. But if they don't hit on the quarterback, don't matter. Don't matter. Yeah, they have a quarterback in this league, or you don't, and the Raiders haven't had a quarterback in a long time. So here is Adam Pac-Man Jones on the We Got Time Today podcast. Wait, my guy Coach Prime has a podcast? So this is with my newest Twitter follower in Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. I'm a believer. I support Coach Prime. But this is Pac-Man Jones talking to Deion Sanders, excuse me, Coach Prime. And he tells Coach Prime a story about drug testing in the NFL.
The best lines he told me. I said,
you
have
the liquor, but I'm not getting with that weed.
You gotta stop doing that. You gotta stop doing this. You gotta stop doing this. You gotta stop. I mean, you stop. He said, I can stop all that, but you can't take away my weed.
Yeah, like I cheated the program. Like I was really good. People don't know how smart I am. I could say it now. I don't play no more. But like, I've never used my piss for a piss test. Not one time. Not one time.
That can't happen today, because today, those
it can
guys
happen if you can if you know what you're doing. No, don't say it can't happen, Pop.
How do you do it? How do you
do it? Hey, Pop, don't say it can't happen.
The reason it can't, because they go in there with you right now.
And you still can get them.
No, they go in there and watch you pull out
You still can get them.
Watch you pull out and put them in right now.
Can I ask a question here? Let's go around the room. For that to be your job, to go around the world and basically watch NFL players pee into a cup, and then you have to take the urine, and then you have to send it wherever. How much would that cost you to do that job? That seems like a miserable job. You have to watch other grown men urinate into a cup, and I'll just go on a limb here. They're not happy to see you. They don't want to see you, because no one wants to see someone stand in front of them as they urinate into a cup. What a sentence, by the way, for Ack to walk into the room. So let's go around the room here. How much would you have to be paid, Ryan Botcher, to be the person that goes from city to city and you have to collect the urine sample and watch these NFL players pee into a cup?
At least $100,000.
That's it. Okay. Samter, what's your number?
I'd do it for free.
That's weird. That's creepy. You know, you're another year older today. You're supposed to be wiser. I don't think that's the case. What's your number, though?
It's got to be at least, mid six figures, like 250 or above.
Okay.
I would say. But if you're traveling, if you're getting like sent around the world, then that's kind of an extra perk.
Imagine if you're out in the city. What brings you here to Denver, Colorado? You know Pat Sertan? Yeah. I have to go collect his urine tomorrow.
I have to go watch him urinate.
How much money?
You know, I wouldn't say they have to pay me. Like, you can't pay me enough for that. If they paid me a sizable amount, I'd be happy to do it.
But what's the sizable amount here?
Yeah, a couple hundred grand. Okay. You know, I mean, it's not, there's no stress to it, you know, other than that, like, come on, would you get it out? You know? I don't want to wait here all day.
Walks in. All right, lop it out. Let's go. Let's see what you got. What are you working here with?
Come on, let's go. Let's hurry it up. Drink some water.
I think I'm going to need at least $600,000 to do this job.
I do it for two.
It does not seem like a fun job.
Maybe it's not, but again, what's the stress level?
I just don't think it's like, let's be real. If someone's working with a smaller pecker than you thought, how do you keep your mouth shut and not tell everyone about it?
All right, you know what? You check that one at the door. That's, you know, you're there to do a job. Let's go. As I said, let's get it on. Drink some water. Boom.
I once worked with someone that was teammates of a very successful NFL quarterback. Yeah, I'll just tell the story. I worked with Dan Klecko and Angelo Cataldi, and I'll never forget this. We are in a morning production meeting, and Angelo Cataldi's sitting there going, if I could die and come back to life and be inserted into somebody else's life, I would be Tom Brady. There's not a flaw with Tom Brady. And somehow it came up the size of Tom Brady's pecker. And Dan Klecko, right, who's probably showered next to Tom Brady being a former teammate, said, Angelo, he's even, how do I say this correctly? I'm going to say it anyway. He's well hung, all right? So, by the way, Botcher, you're getting a ton of good drops out of this segment. And Angelo Cataldi, never forget, he goes, he even has a large! And that was the extent of that conversation. So, yeah, I think it'd take me $600,000 to go watch everyone urinate into a cup. I think that's a miserable job. Now, can I come clean here? I didn't do this. In my friend group, though, I had a friend who was very good at the SAT. So to make money in the summer when he was in college, he would be an SAT tutor. Now, this story is way past the statute of limitations, so I could tell it. In order to get the job that paid decently, right, for a college student, he had to pass a drug test. Let's just say this friend, he liked the green stuff, and he had no chance of passing the drug test. So one of my friend's brothers urinated into an, you know, the mini M&M jars? He urinated into the mini M&M jar. They didn't have someone watching him urinate. He walked into the bathroom, dumped it in the cup, passed it, and ended up being an SAT tutor. So that, I guess that's the only way I could relate to the Adam Pac-Man Jones thing. You guys see Entourage. You see Entourage, right? Remember? You've never seen Entourage, Santa?
I have not.
No. Well, there's a scene in there when they have the fake Pisha deal in order to pass a drug test. Alrighty. I think that's all I got. Hey, by the way, you told me you were going to say this yesterday, and I didn't look it up. Do you remember the number in the auction for Adrian Wojnarowski's phone? We talked about this, and I said, oh, I'm not going to look at it. I want you to tell me on the air. And I saw something today. There was an article about it, and I did not click it. So do you have what the numbers were? So Adrian Wojnarowski auctioned off his phones that he broke major NBA news when he was an NBA insider. However, I don't think, like, he gave you the phone with all the contacts and all the texts on it, right?
I can't imagine. It has to be wiped.
I would pay for the phone, quite frankly.
It has to be wiped.
But if it's just the phone, you know, I'm a giving person. I understand people would always give things for charity. But if it's just an old iPhone, I would not be interested.
If it's like an iPhone 6, like, what am I going to do with that?
Yeah, who cares?
So the most expensive item that he auctioned off. Yeah.
And I like Woj. This can't go for more than $500.
I'm not even close. You're not close.
So it's more.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's not like an obscene amount of money.
$2,500.
That would be like the fourth highest.
Oh my God, people are idiots. All right, well, give me the numbers.
So the highest item was the iPhone he used to break the Kawhi Leonard and Paul George the Clippers deal in 2019. That went for $5,000.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. For a blank iPhone that's out of date?
Yeah. Now, the stupid iPhone that... This was back in 2019, too. Now, a year later, the iPhone he used to break the news that the NBA was suspending the season because of COVID.
Ooh.
That went for $3,250.
Okay. I don't need to hear anymore. You gave me the top one. I'm good. Mm. Now, do me a favor. Ack, I remember, because we've known each other for a long time. And Ack, you were very close to Regis Philbin, right? Didn't Regis once bring you on a show?
Yeah.
And like set DVD. You up on a date, right?
Yeah, I have a DVD of it. You want to auction that off?
Yeah.
25 cents?
And you got 69 cents for it or something like that. So anyway, Monday night, I go to the Rangers game, Rangers Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday night, I go to Knicks Warriors.
Who are you?
Now, Wednesday, I had a date that was scheduled. Okay. Not a first date, but I had a date that was scheduled. I was waiting in Florida last week. So me and the person here, I'm not going to give any names or anything like that, said we'll go out on Wednesday. So I got a text Wednesday morning from Perloff. Have great seats to the Rangers game. Know you're a great Rangers fan. Do you want to go? And I said to him, because I'm someone that I make plans. I hate breaking them. Like, it could be for something
I have a follow-up story
insignificant.
For you, but go ahead.
And I go, I'm not breaking the plans.
Good for you.
So I said to Perloff, appreciate the invite, but I have a date tonight. Can't make it. And also, I didn't want to go to the Garden three nights in a row. Now, if I knew he was sitting on the glass right behind Igor Shesterkin, and I see Manny Rodriguez, who was my backup, who went in my place slamming on the glass last night.
I didn't notice that.
Maybe I would have canceled. But this was the conversation this morning on Maggie and Perloff.
Zach Gelb sent me a video of, you know, me just being in the background. There I am, banging the glass with my double jack in my hand.
Awesome. Send that over. We need it for our social media.
That's another guy who took a big L last night.
Yeah.
Zach?
Yeah, it is.
Zach Gelb,
Finnish
Sports
well.
Radio Network, afternoon host. Invited him, huge Rangers fan. Can I say what he was doing?
What was he doing?
Oh, we got to know.
He may or may not have had a date.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Zach, if I wasn't supposed to say that.
Who's the lucky lady?
Zach, I will buy you lunch if I wasn't supposed to say that.
And he's listening, so you'll find out about 3 seconds.
Well, Zach, his dad, Bob, works here, so we could all tell Bob. We could have Zach's business all over this office.
Right before the game, he texted me. He said, I'm having really bad FOMO. At least send me the seats and tell me they're not that great. I sent him the seat. The goalie is 4 inches from
Shesterkin.
Me.
The night before, Zach sat behind a Nick bench, so he could have had back-to-back.
Yeah, epic three nights in a row, actually, would have been. And he was at the Rangers before that.
Oof.
Yeah, he was not feeling it.
Man,
he's got to marry this chick now.
I was going to say it. Now I want to know how the date ended, because either he's going to be like, I'm good. Or he's going to be like, oh, that was a miss.
He's like, oh, no, they were scoring.
He also lost 81-58.
Yeah.
And is buying somebody else breakfast this morning.
Yeah, no.
All right, I'm good.
Maybe he lost it.
The thing that's most surprising is that Maggie was surprised that I was on a date.
It happens.
I'm a single guy living in the city.
Yeah, there's somebody for everyone.
Do you know how many dates I go on?
Oh, look at that.
Like, I'm sorry.
Have you met my pal?
This ugly piece of crap, Zach Gelb, going on a date. Surprise! Whoa!
Tall, strikingly handsome man.
Yeah, you know, I'm
successful radio host.
I'm teasing a little bit, but it's just like, I know I didn't make the wrong decision, and also I didn't want to go to the Garden three nights in a row. Do you have any problem with me not texting the date and saying, hey, we need to move it to go to Perloff?
Yeah,
to go
okay. Perloff. What if it works game? Out? You know,
I'm not going to get into the deal. You know,
plus the way the Rangers are playing.
We're not doing the specifics on the date. Okay.
But the way the Rangers are playing, there'll be more games, especially if there's playoffs or you're hoping there's playoffs. I'm with
you
on
that. I do more scoring than the Rangers did in overtime last night.
I had an opportunity to go, I think it was game 4 of the 1999 World Series.
All right, that's a little different. World Series?
I'm not
a regular season game.
You know, I'm not a Yankee fan. I had met this girl or was in contact with her, and we were having a hard time getting on the same page as far as a night to meet.
So okay.
We had a date set for this night.
Previous cancellations.
Yeah, we had a date set for this night, and it was a late ad where somebody said, hey, we got an extra ticket for tonight. Do you want in? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm not a Yankee fan. This is not my place. I'd love to go to the World Series because it's the World Series, but I've been to the World Series, and it was at pretty memorable games. And I said, you know what? I really appreciate it, but I'm good. I want to go on this date. I haven't met this person, trying to meet her. And about an hour before the date, she texts me. And
canceled?
Canceled.
Oh! Did you end up going to the game?
No, it was too late at that point. And Chad Curtis won it with the home run, remember? And I was like, that was the game where he had the incident with Jim Gray after because he...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, just put my head in my hands and go, well, chalk that one up to a no.
How about that?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And also, the other part to this conversation that I wanted to bring up was... what was the other part? There was something else that was... Oh, EJ. Now he has to marry her. You know what? This is what happens, right? EJ engaged, Maggie married for a while, Perloff married for a while. I think they forget what the single life is like a little bit.
Exactly. All right. Yeah.
You know. I mean, they were up against the glass seats, so you got to marry
her. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, if you took the date to the game, that's something else. Perloff said, hey, I'll give you my ticket. you know, so you can go sit there. That's a good start.
I may or may not have been on a date before where I was third or fourth row at the Garden for a Knicks game. And a lot of people were texting me, asking me who I was with at the game.
Okay.
So that has happened.
Nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, we will take a timeout. Update time. Here is the Love Doctor, Rich Ackerman.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
All right, it is The Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Did you notice something today, by the way, Samter? I guess we'll continue off the dating conversation that we were just having. Did you notice something today when you saw Pat Boyle? Because Anthony Gallo and I noticed something with Pat Boyle. Did you notice anything in particular?
I mean, his hair was slicked back. He had a cool set of shades on and had bling all on his wrists and his neck. That's the only thing I really noticed.
So I said it, and then Gallo said it. I go, Boyle. Not that Boyle was, like, ever big, but I'm like, you look like you're in shape. Like, you look like you're really in shape and, like, svelte, and, like, you lost a few pounds and you're working out. And he goes, nope, I'm the same weight that I've been for 5-6 months. Now, he is dating someone. I don't know how long. But usually, like, when you start dating someone, you do gain some weight because you're going out, you're drinking, you're eating, you're doing all that stuff. But no, Boyle was like, I appreciate the compliment to both Gallo and I, but he made it clear that he stayed the same weight.
You know, muscle weighs more than fat, so maybe he's lost some of the pudge and gained more of the firmness.
Yeah, but I don't think Boyle was ever pudgy. He's a big guy.
He was just...
He's an athletic guy.
Soft.
He was By the way, you want to know how I found out that Maggie and Perloff were talking about me this morning? Like, I'll admit, sometimes I'm listening, right? But today I was not. I got a DM from a listener. And it is the man that goes by Two-Tone Tony in the YouTube chat. And I get this this DM from him. And he goes, Perloff is trashing you. And that's it. So I see that and I'm like, all right, now I got to go look it up. And I appreciate the trolling and the pot stirring as a pot stirrer myself. What Two-Tone Tony was trying to do. Because I listened to that. And that minute audio that we just played, they're not trashing me. They're just having fun, right? That's it. You know, a few jokes there. It's all right.
I mean, Maggie was a little bit surprised that you actually had a social life.
It's fine. You know, I have a very good social life. But I don't think Perloff was trashing me at all. And that was the genesis of the DM. So Two-Tone Tony, he played me. There's no doubt about it. Because then I went, I listened. I'm like, I go, trash is a stretch to him. And then we ended up talking about it for about 10 minutes or so. All righty. That will do it on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll be back tomorrow. I guess we could call it a football Friday. Somewhat of a football Friday. Maybe, potentially. We do a lot of football anyway.
College basketball Friday?
Yeah, probably next week. I'm going to be at the Garden a lot next week. Going Big East tournament, though, I'll tell you that. I love the Big East tournament, especially with the Godfather now, Rick Pitino, with the number one, St. Johnny's, the Red Storm, ranked number one in the Big East. All righty. Good job by Charles Davis. Good job by Dirk Cutter. Good job by Ryan Botcher, Samter, each and every one of you. Ack, however you listen to the show and watch us. We'll talk tomorrow, everybody. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.